Sean Balijan has his ankles taped. He is ready. His smoker is fired up, maybe not this early, but he's ready to do everything he does during all the great football. Now, I think we'd have to, I'm just going to say, so I don't have my my hopes up, it's not going to be like last weekend. I don't think it ever will be like last weekend again out on the football field. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Paul. That was really a once in a lifetime kind of weekend, and you know, that last game in particular, that Kansas City Buffalo game. I think we're all hoping for an encore, but games like that don't come around very often.
Yeah, they sure don't. And to have four of them, all of them,
yeah,
to be finishing up on the last play, and it's just unbelievable. But it's still going to be fun because we've got in the AFC, we've got the Bengals at Kansas City. And in the NFC, we've got the San Francisco 49ers at Los Angeles. So, and we've got some dogs in this fight, so to speak, most notably Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, what's interesting about that game, the late game, the NFC game featuring Matthew Stafford, Paul, is this is the third time these two teams will play this year. And San Francisco has already beaten the Rams twice. Mm. I mean, which is kind of amazing when you think about it, because the Rams have a 12-5 record, but two of their losses are to the 10-7 San Francisco 49ers. And so the old saying is, it's very difficult to beat a team three times in one season. And that's why I think a lot of people feel that Matthew Stafford is finally going to punch his ticket to a Super Bowl in that one.
How exciting. I mean, we should all be excited and happy for him. I know there have been some columns written. Even Mitch wrote a column about being torn. Do you root for him because he was a Lion, or do you say, wait a minute, why didn't he do this with the Lions? Whatever people say, it is what it is, and he has the best chance he's ever had in his NFL career to get to the Super Bowl. I'd love to see him get there. Meanwhile,
yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah, just a good guy. He put up with so much here, never complained. You know, and then it got to the point last year, Paul, where I think everybody knows the story now. And, hey, maybe it's best if we, you know, part ways. And I'll tell you what, even then, it's going to help the Lions out in the future. You know, getting those two first-round draft choices, even though this one obviously is going to be very late in the first round, still, that's going to help the Lions in years to come.
Yes, indeed, it will. And so I'm pulling for Matthew. I don't know. The trouble with San Francisco, besides already beating them twice, is that they're really on a run right now. They've won 10 of their last 13 games.
Yeah, you know what the thing about San Francisco is? They find a way. Like, and I think, Paul, to your point, if you watched that game last Saturday at Green Bay, they just hang around. They just hang around. And one way or another, they're going to find a way to make a big play. And that's exactly what they did. They, you know, got that block punt, and they just find a way to win football games. And that's the one thing. If you're going to take out San Francisco, you better take them out early, because you let them hang around and you are just playing with fire.
So I with your heart, you're going the Los Angeles Rams, as I am. With your head, are you still going that way?
I think so. I do believe it's very difficult to beat a team three times in one season. The Rams being at home wasn't a factor a few weeks ago. I think it will be a factor here. A tight one, but I think the Rams go to the Super Bowl.
Wow, that'd be very cool. And what about the other game, the Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs?
I love this Bengals team. You know, they're a young team, and when you're talking about a young team, Paul, there's a lot of excitement, and there's some unpredictability, but they put it all together at the right time. I just think that Kansas City has way too much offense. I really do. You know, the thing about this team, Kansas City, is sometimes it takes them a little bit to get going, but when they get going, oh my goodness gracious, they can light it up. Hey, let's not forget, just a few short weeks ago, Cincinnati knocked off Kansas City in the second to last weekend of the season. They knocked them off in Cincinnati by a score of 34-31. And I'll tell you, Paul, I really like this Joe Burrows, this quarterback for the Bengals, is a guy that I think has a potential to become, you know, one of those faces of the National Football League. We were talking earlier this week about how, hey, who knows, maybe some guys that have been there for a long time, Tom Brady, the GOAT, Aaron Rodgers, maybe it's time that those guys, you know, head off into the sunset. And you know that Ben Roethlisberger retired yesterday from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Joe Burrow is one of those guys, Paul, that can fill that role. I mean, this guy is just a winner. There's no doubt about it.
I was going to ask you about Ben Roethlisberger, 18 years in the NFL, and he has officially decided to retire. In life, many things happen in threes. Is it possible that there'll be three of these big quarterbacks that will call it quits this year?
Can you imagine that? That would be unbelievable. I still don't think that Brady's going to call it quits. I think he's got one more year left in him. I really do. That's just a gut feeling, Paul. I just don't think he's going to go out the way that he did last week. And Aaron Rodgers is the wild card, Paul. Is Aaron Rodgers going to continue to play? Well, if he continues to play, is he going to continue to play in Green Bay? And that's the wild card there. But I think everybody's going to be watching this weekend, because I think everybody already knows Patrick Mahomes is one of the certainly bright stars and young quarterbacks in the NFL. Joe Burrow is another one.
You know, I would never have bet against Patrick Mahomes, but he showed his vulnerability against the Bills. I mean, they had him beat with 13 seconds, but you don't count out Patrick Mahomes. But to even be in that position, I was surprised.
Yeah, it's that's the good thing, because, Paul, we didn't mean to do this, but we kind of stumbled on the theme of this morning, and it's all the young quarterbacks in the league. And another one of those young quarterbacks is Josh Allen in Buffalo. You know, it's kind of the passing of the torch, and watching those two last week, it was so much fun. And you know, Patrick Mahomes has already realized his destiny and won a Super Bowl. Certainly Josh Allen trying to look for his one. But, you know, here we talk about some of the out with the old, in with the new type of guys. And, you know, that's going to be on display tomorrow in Kansas City. That's the 3 o'clock game. And, you know, taking a look at a couple guys that, I mean, let's face it, they could be front and center for years to come.
Here's my only Ben Roethlisberger story. I used to be very active with the Jamie Farr LPGA Classic. Number of years ago, I'm there helping out Jamie and Judd Silverman. And there is a big guy down on the course. And I go, geez, who the heck is that? And they said, that's Ben Roethlisberger. He's dating one of the golfers. Do you remember that? Because I have no idea who the golfer was.
Wow, no, I don't remember who the golfer was, but... Yeah, he's from Findlay, not too far away. So he's a Findlay boy. So
from Findlay to Sylvania was an easy trip.
Easy trip
for him.
Yep.
And his girlfriend at the time, a professional golfer on the LPGA Tour. That's all I know about Ben Roethlisberger. That is my only Ben Roethlisberger story. All right, Sean, as we continue on this Friday morning.